الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد We continue reading the Masail Masail al-Jahiliyyah The affairs of the days of ignorance التي خالف فيها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أهل الجاهلية That which the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم He opposed the people of ignorance with regards to those affairs of misguidance and those affairs of ignorance that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم He opposed the people of his day and the people of his tribe the people of his time with regards to Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have read the first issue, which was the greatest issue which the Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he opposed them with regards to, and he warned from, and he clarified the falsehood and the evil of, and clarifying that what is an obligation is contrary to that, and that is to make the worship purely and sincerely and solely for the sake of Allah alone, from every aspect. After this, the author, he says, Athaniya. الثاني يعني المسألة الثانية the second issue أنهم متفرقون في دينهم أنهم متفرقون في دينهم كما قال تعالى كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون the author he says the second issue is that they are all divided and in separation or in division they are not united they are divided with regards to their deen أنهم متفرقون في دينهم that they are all divided and separated with regards to their religion and way of life. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى Just as the Most High, He has mentioned كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ Just as Allah, He has mentioned the Most High, and every party, every group from amongst them is pleased with what He is upon. Each group believing that they are upon the correct way and that they are better and more rightful for the truth than those who oppose them. وَكَذَلِكَ فِي دُنْيَاهُمْ وَيَرَوْنَ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الصَّوَابِ And likewise, they were also separated and divided in their worldly affair, in their worldly life. And they were not united, not in their religion, not in their religious affairs, nor were they united in their worldly life, in their worldly affairs. And they believed that this was correct. And they believe that this was correct. And this was proper for them to not be united and for everyone to follow his own way and for everyone to have his own way of life and his own religion and his own path and for everyone to have his own tribe and his own people that he follows and he opposes everyone that is contrary to them or not with him. This is something that they consider to be correct and that they consider to be praiseworthy and that they were upon in the time of the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the author, he says, فَأَتَى بِالِاجْتِمَاعِ فِي الدِّينِ فَأَتَى يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he came بِالِاجْتِمَاعِ فِي الدِّينِ He came with the call to unification in the religion to unify the people upon one path upon one deen upon one creed upon one belief upon one way of life upon one means of worship The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم أَتَى بِالِاجْتِمَاعِ فِي الدِّينِ He came with the call to unify the people upon one religion and one deen, one way of life and one creed. بِقَوْلِهِ With the statement of Allah, the Most High, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى أَنْ أَقِيمُوا الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ And this was with the statement of Allah, the Most High, and Allah, He has legislated for you. He has legislated for you the religion and the way of life. The deen, any other way of life and religion, that which Allah has commanded Nuh, the same religion that which Allah He has commanded Nuh. And likewise, we have revealed to you, meaning you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which we have ordered and commanded Ibrahim and Musa and Isa. And I'm referring to the best of all prophets and messengers, Ulul Azmi min al-Rusul, and they are five. And they are all mentioned here in this context, clarifying that Allah Azza wa Jal, He has legislated for all of these noble prophets and messengers the same religion and the same deen. And that is At-Tawheed wa Ikhlas al-Ibadah lillahi wahdahu la sharika lah. So this is what's being referred to here. شَرَعَ لَكُم مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا that indeed Allah, He has legislated for you, yani the followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his followers, just that in the same thing from the same religion that He has ordered Nuh with. And likewise, we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that which we have ordered Ibrahim with, and Musa and Isa, and that is an aqimu ad-din, yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said to all of them and ordered all of them, an aqimu ad-dina وَلَا تَتَفَرُّقُوا فِيهِ, that they must establish the religion. That they must establish the religion. They must establish the deen. They must establish the obedience and submission and surrender to Allah Azza wa Jal. They must establish the legislation and law that was revealed to them, and the proper creed and belief. And the proper creed and belief, وَلَا تَتَفَرُّقُوا فِيهِ, and that they should not differ with regards to that whatsoever. So this is what all of the prophets and messengers, they were ordered with. They were ordered with establishing the deen, بِإِقَامَةِ الدِّينِ, بِإِقَامَةِ الدين, establishing the religion. And what is intended here? The ibadah of Allah, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone with no partners. And it is well known that the deen, the religion and the creed of all of the prophets and messengers is one, and it is al-Islam in the general sense. Al-Islam in the general sense, that all of the prophets and messengers, they were Muslims. They were upon the religion of al-Islam in the general sense, in the general interpretation of al-Islam, that all of the prophets and messengers, they were upon in the same manner, is al-istislamu lillahi bit-tawheed. Al-istislamu lillahi bit-tawheed, to surrender and to submit to Allah with the tawheed, yani to single Him out alone in submission and surrender with all actions of worship subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-istislam lillahi bit-tawheed wa al-qiyadu lahu bit-ta'a, and to comply to Allah azza wa jal in obedience inwardly and outwardly. Wal bara'atu min ash-shirki wa ahli, and to free oneself, and to free oneself from paganism and polytheism and its people. All of the prophets and messengers, this was their creed and belief. They were upon the same creed. And likewise with regards to arkan al-iman, all of the prophets and messengers, they shared in the same belief. They shared in the same belief. All of the prophets and messengers, they believe in Allah. They believe in the tawheed of Allah. They believe in the lordship and the rububiyyah of Allah, and that Allah, He is the one who possesses the most beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection with no deficiency, and that Allah alone, He is the only one who's worthy of worship. He's the only one who's worthy of worship. All of the prophets and messengers, they believed in angels in the same manner. In the same manner, the issues of creed, there's no difference with regards to this, and there's no abrogation. All of the prophets and messengers, they had the same belief. So with regards to the call of all of the prophets and messengers, there's al-qadr al-mushtarik, yani there's an amount that they all share, and that is in aqeedah, believing in Allah, and believing in His angels, and believing in His books, and believing in His messengers, alayhimu salatu wassalam, and likewise believing in the last day, and the judgment, and the resurrection, and the accountability in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, believing in the Jannah, and believing in the Nar, and likewise believing in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that nothing happens in this creation except by the permission and the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, according to His supreme knowledge and ultimate wisdom. So the aqidah of all of the prophets and messengers is one. And this is what they were ordered to establish. Anaqimu ad-deen. Yani anaqimu ad-deen. The tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the proper creed and belief. But with regards to the halal and the haram and the legislation of each prophet, then there are slight differences from prophet to prophet and messenger to messenger according to the needs of the people and the situation of the era. And the situation of the people and the needs of that particular era. وَلِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned that we have made for all of you, yani each one of those prophets and messengers previously, شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا, yani sunnatan wasabila. Sunnatan wasabila, meaning a creed and belief, and likewise a law and legislation. So with regards to some of the previous messengers, some of that which was considered permissible or allowed would maybe possibly later be decreed to be impermissible and not allowed and the legislation of a coming prophet, or something that was deemed to be impermissible and not allowed in the previous legislation of a previous prophet, maybe another prophet will come later that would abrogate that, and then that thing would become allowed. وَلِيُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ, yani this is what Isa, He mentioned alayhi salatu wasalam, that He came for this reason likewise, in order to declare lawful some of that which was made impermissible for you. Any some things that were made impermissible for the children of Israel, Isa alayhi salam, He came, لِيُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ, in order to make permissible some of that which was impermissible. So some things were permissible before, and then they became impermissible in the legislation or law of another prophet after him, or likewise vice versa, until the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi وَسَلَّمَ. And even in his legislation, there were things that in the beginning they were considered impermissible and not allowed, and then after that, that ruling was abrogated and made permissible. And we've seen an example of that in our previous class, which was? كنت نهيتكم عن زيارة القبور ألا فزوروها فإنها تذكركم الآخرة. That in the beginning of the legislation and the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of the deep roots of shirk in the hearts of the people of the land, he forbade his followers from visiting the graves out of fear that they may be tried by some of those doubts and shubuhat and the likes like this. And then after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had educated them and called them and cultivated them upon the proper creed and belief, and he is aware that they're upon a tawheed, at this time later that ruling was abrogated, and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised them to visit the graves in order to take an admonition and to remember the hereafter. The point now is to know that the creed of all of the prophets and messengers is one. The deen is one in this manner. As for the sharia, as for the legislation, as for the actions and that which is permissible or impermissible, the halal and the haram, then this differed from time to time and from generation to generation, or prophet to prophet and legislation to legislation, until the coming of the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and likewise in the end of his life, whenever it was revealed to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam dina wa raditu lakum al-islam dina, that today I have completed your religion for you, and I have perfected my favor upon you, and I'm pleased with al-islam as your religion, your deen and way of life. So at this time, the law is completed and finalized. The law and the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jal is completed and finalized. And there's no prophet after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no prophet nor a messenger coming after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, the path is finalized. And this is a specific understanding about Islam, that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. The point now to see that all of the prophets and messengers, they were ordered with establishing the religion. And they were ordered with the same creed. In general, it's exactly the same, and that is to worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone with no partners, and to follow the messenger of that day. So those who believe in Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and they worship Allah alone with no partners, and they follow the messenger Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and they believed in his message and they died upon that, they're the believers of his day. And likewise after that, those who followed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and believed in his messengership, believed that he is a prophet and messenger sent from Allah with revelation alayhi salatu wasalam, and they worship Allah alone, no partners, in this manner, they were the believers of that day and that era. They're the believers of that day and that era, the Muslims of that day and that era. And those who died following that creed and belief, they are the people of Jannah from his nation alayhi salatu wasalam. And the same thing with regards to Musa, and the same thing with regards to Isa. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. That indeed we have sent in every nation a messenger proclaiming to them that they should worship Allah alone with no partners, and avoid and stay away from all of the false gods and deities that are worshipped besides Allah. So therefore, those who establish the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal and followed the legislation and believe in the Prophet of their era, then they are the believers of that day. And those who died upon that, then they will be the inheritors of paradise from that ummah and from that nation and from those times. They're all ordered with the same thing. أَنَقِيمُ الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ أَنَقِيمُ الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ. So this is in reality one of those beautiful verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified in his book. شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى أَنَقِيمُ الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ. And then after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the verse continues, كَبُرَ عَلَى الْمُشْرِكِينَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ كَبُرَ عَلَى الْمُشْرِكِينَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ. That it is so heavy and great upon the hearts of the pagans and polytheists that which you call them to. And he calling them to tawheed, calling them to worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone, calling them to leave off their intercessors, calling them to unite upon one creed and one belief, and upon believing in one prophet and one messenger and one man in one way. This was heavy for them and great for them. كَبَرَ عَلَى الْمُشْرِكِينَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ اللَّهُ يَجْتَبِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he selects and chooses whom he wills, and he for guidance Allah Azza wa Jal, He selects and chooses whom He wills, meaning according to His knowledge and wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He guides to Him those who repent, those who return to Him with repentance and with submission and surrender and obedience and true devotion. This is something to ponder and reflect upon. Allah Azza wa Jal, He selects and chooses whom He wants to be a believer, to believe in Him and to know Him, and to draw near to Him and to follow His prophets and messengers. So all of the believers that have been selected and chosen by Allah Azza wa Jal and allowed to believe in Him, so this is a favor. This is a favor and a great bounty and a great blessing. And then likewise an indication to some means to strengthen that and to show thanks to that. وَيَهْدِ إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبِ And Allah Azza wa Jal, He guides to Him. Guides to him on a straight path, bringing him close, those who make al-inaba, those who make al-inaba, those who turn repentant to Allah Azza wa Jal in devotion and sincere worship and obedience. Al-inaba is like a tawbah, but also with al-iqbal al-Allahi Azza wa Jal, al-iqbal al-Allahi Azza wa Jal bi-ta'at wa-ibadat, that a person, he will repent to Allah Azza wa Jal and then likewise devote himself to Allah in all different types of actions of worship and remaining steadfast upon his obedience. This person is called Al-Munib, and this is called Al-Inab, and it's a high and a lofty level. This is a means to have guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal, to repent to Allah and to be devoted to Him with truthfulness and sincerity, and then to strive to be steadfast in public and in private, and daytime, in the daytime and the nighttime, in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَا تَفَرَّقُوا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ And they did not differ. And they did not differ. And those who they did not differ until after the knowledge had come to them. They did not differ until after the knowledge come to him. After the knowledge come to them. So this is also a great point. That many times the people, they will be misguided, like the mushrikeen, because they have no knowledge, they were in Jahiliyyah. And others, they will be misguided after even having knowledge, and this is more severe. And the reason for being misguided while having knowledge and clarity and insight to that which is a means of unity, this is returning back to desires and whims, baghyan baynahum, because of arrogance and pride, and because of desires and love and lust for the worldly life and for position and rank and status in the worldly life. Ibn Kathir, he mentioned with regards to this verse, he says, الدين الذي جاءت به الرسل كلهم هو عبادة الله وحده لا شريك له. The religion that all of the messengers that came with is to worship Allah alone with no partners. كما قال تعالى وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون فاعبدون. And we have not sent before you any messenger, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that we revealed to him that there's nothing worthy of worship except for me, so therefore worship me alone. And likewise, Ibn Kathir, he mentioned the well-known hadith. The well-known hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that he is the most nearest of people, that he is the most nearest and rightful of the people with regards to Isa ibn Maryam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has most rights to claim to be from those along with Isa ibn Maryam, meaning because he's the nearest, and the nearest to him, meaning coming after him in prophethood. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, نَحْنُ مَعْشَرْ أَلَنْبِيَاءِ إِخْوَةٌ لِعَلَّانِ دِينُنَا وَحِدٌ وَأُمَّهَاتُنَا شِتَّةٌ That us prophets, we are brothers to Allat. Brothers to Allat. Allat is the co-wife. He says, our religion is one. دِينُنَا وَحِدْ wa Dinuna wahid wa ummahatuna shatta. That our religion is one, but our mothers are different. And he's referring to this affair here. Referring to this affair here, that the religion and the creed and the fundamental belief of all of the prophets and messengers is one. Yani at tawheed, to worship Allah alone with no partners, to single him out for all actions of love and submission and surrender and hope and fear and devotion and trust and reliance and obedience, to single out Allah for all of this. This was the foundation of all of the prophets and messengers. وَأُمَّهَاتُهُمْ شَتَّى And as for their mothers, then they're different. And so the example here is of a man who has a number of different sons. All of them have different mothers. So a man, maybe you have a number of wives. A man, maybe you have a number of wives. And from each wife, he will have a child, a son. So all of these sons, they have the same foundation, coming from the same fluid, from the same father. Coming from the same father. Yet the mothers are all different. So they're brothers from different mothers. But they all have the same father. So this is the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he's making with regards to the prophets and messengers. Their religion and their creed and their belief is one, coming from the same foundation. The same foundation, but as for the legislation, the halal and the haram, this is different according to each prophet. Dinuna wahidun, yani al-aqidah, wa-tawheed. وَأُمُّهَاتُنَا شَتَّى يعني الشَّرَاعِ وَالْحَلَال وَالْحَرَامِ وَالْحَلَال وَالْحَرَامِ. This is what is intended here. So Ibn Kathir, he mentioned, رحمه الله, فَهَذَا هُوَ السِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. So this is the straight path. This is the straight path. This is the straight path. وَهُوَ مَا جَاتْ بِهِ الرُّسُلُ. And it is that which the messengers they have come with. So every prophet and messenger, he came with the call to the straight path. Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام, he called to the straight path. He called to the straight path. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he called to the straight path of Allah azza wa jal. They all called to the same path. They all called to the same path. Musa alayhi salam, he called to the straight path of Allah azza wa jal. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he called to the straight path. And he clarifying that worshiping Allah, he said, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. Indeed, this is the straight path. Indeed, this is the straight path. So the point is that all of the prophets and messengers, they called to as-sirat al-mustaqim. And they were all upon as-sirat al-mustaqim. They're all upon the straight path. They're all upon the straight path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which is to worship Allah alone and no partners, and to follow the messenger and the message that he was sent with of that particular day. So this is what he's saying. He says, فَهَذَا هُوَ السِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ وَهُوَ مَا جَاءَتْ بِهِ الرُّسُلُ وَهُوَ عِبَادَةُ اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَتَمَسُّكُ بِشَرِيَةِ الرَّسُولِ مُتَأَخِّرٌ وَمَا خَالَفَ ذَلِكَ فَضَلَالَاتٌ وَجَهَالَاتٌ وَأَرَاءٌ وَأَهْوَاءٌ وَالرُّسُلُ بُرَاءُ مِنْهَا كَمَا قَالَ لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. And he referred to the verses that is mentioned after this likewise. So the summarization of this is that Ibn Kathir, he mentioned that all of the prophets and messengers, they called to the straight path. And that is to worship Allah alone with no partners. And to hold fast to the legislation of the last prophet and messenger of that day. And so every nation that had come, then what is incumbent for them is to follow the latest messenger. To worship Allah alone with no partners, and to follow the latest messenger. The messenger of that day. The messenger of that day. So those who followed Musa, those in the days of Musa, they follow Musa. But after the coming of Isa, then it's incumbent for them to follow Isa in this manner like this. And they will not truly be following Musa until they follow Isa. And in this manner, the Jews, they disbelieved. In this manner, the Jews, they disbelieved. They disbelieved by disbelieving in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So what is incumbent is to believe in and to follow the Sharia of Ar-Rasul Mutaakhir, to follow the legislation of the late coming messenger, the last and the latest messengers. And so the latest messenger now is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So likewise, the Christians, those who disbelieve in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, they're like the Jews who disbelieved in Isa. So just as by disbelieving in Isa, they had disbelieved in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, those Christians likewise who claim to follow Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, by disbelieving in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, they disbelieved in Isa. They disbelieved in Isa. Because disbelieving in one of the prophets and messengers is in reality disbelieving in all of them. Is disbelieving in all of them. So all of the prophets and messengers, they came with the same religion, and that is to worship Allah alone. And the first principle that the author had mentioned, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he posed the people of Jahiliyyah with. But now the second principle is with regards to following the messenger, and to be united. So the way to be united is to follow the messenger, is to follow the prophet. So all throughout history, this is what the prophets, they were called to, and this is what the prophets called to. An iqimu ad-deena wala tatafarraqu fi. To establish the religion, and yet to establish the tawheed, to establish the worship of Allah alone with no partners, and to not differ whatsoever, meaning to take the messenger of that day as a role model and to obey him. And to obey him. In this manner, they will be united. In this manner, they will be united. ومن الذين قالوا إن نصارى أخذنا ميثاقهم فنسوا حظا مما ذكروا به فأغرينا بينهم الدعوة والبغضاء. Why? Because they disobeyed their prophets and messengers. They فَنَسُوا حَظَّ مِمَّا ذُكِرُوا بِهِ. Those who claim that they are Christians, those who call themselves Christians, they had forgotten much of that which they had been admonished with. They had forgotten much of that which they had been ordered to hold fast to. They have forgotten and turned their backs on much of the legislation of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So in turn, The result of that is the punishment fell upon them. فَأَغْرَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of this, has caused them to have enmity and hatred amongst themselves. To have enmity and hatred amongst themselves, meaning they're not united. They're not united because they had turned away from the obedience of the messenger. So this is a great point with regards to the reason why the believers will be divided. From the reason of the division of the believers is that they will fall into sins and disobedience, and they will disobey the messenger. They'll disobey their messenger. Just like the Christians, they disobeyed much of that which was brought in the message of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So therefore Allah cast in their hearts enmity and hatred until they would revolt against each other and violate the rights of each other, and they would harm and steal and oppress one another, and they would have enmity in their hearts for each other, and they would not be united. And they will not be united because of the disobedience of the messenger. So likewise, we take an example from that. The reason why much of the division that the believers they find amongst themselves in the ranks of the Muslims is because of their own sins. Their own sins. So this is from the cure for that. So again, this is what the prophets and messengers they were ordered with. أَنْ يَقِيمُوا الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ. That they should establish the religion and to not differ with regards to that whatsoever. Yani to establish the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to establish the obedience of the Prophet and Messenger of that time. And the final Prophet and Messenger is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what he called his people to. As for his people, then they were all divided. As for the people of the days of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the days of Al-Jahiliyyah, they were all divided. They were all divided, and each one of them believed that he was upon a good path. The Jews, they believed that they were on the right path, and no one was on the straight path except for them, and anyone who opposed them was upon falsehood, and this is what they claimed. And the Christians, they claimed likewise the same thing. And the Ummiyun, the Mushrikun, they all claimed the same thing. They all claimed the same thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned about this in his book. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ لَيْسَتِ النَّصَارَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَ لَيْسَتِ الْيَهُودُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَهُمْ يَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ. This is in reference to all three categories. The Jews, they say, the Christians, they're not upon anything. And they're upon falsehood, and they're not following the proper path. And the Christians, they say, the Jews, they're not upon anything. Meaning they're upon falsehood, and they're not following the proper path. And they're reciting the book at the same time. And meaning they have the scripture between their hands. But they are still misguided because of their whims and desires, and because of their opposition to the messenger that was sent to them. That was sent to them, or their disbelief of that which was sent to them. And كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ. And likewise, those who do not know, meaning those who do not have a prophet or messenger that they follow, meaning the mushrikun, the ummiyun, likewise they say the same thing. So this was the state of the people in the time of the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were not united. They are not united. They are different groups, and every one of them is happy and pleased with his way, and refuting the other one, and belittling the other one, and deeming the other one to be upon falsehood and misguided. To be upon falsehood and misguided. And everyone is pleased with his way. Even the mushrikun themselves, amongst them, there are many different ways. This one is worshipping Lat, and this one is worshipping Uzza, and this one is worshipping Hubal, and this one is worshipping this one, and this one is worshipping this that one, and this one has a stone, and this one has a tree, so on and so forth. This one he believes, he's worshipping a star, this one is worshipping a sun. They're all misguided, they're all divided. None of them are united, not upon anything, not even in their own deen, not even in their own deen. In their own creed of shirk, they're all even divided in this. They have ma'budant and objects of worship that are different. Even in the Kaaba in those days, there's 300 different idols that would be worshipped from the different tribes. Every tribe they had their own idol. Every tribe they had their own specific idol and the likes like this. And then there are other numerous idols that they had as well. So they're all divided. And this is the case with regards to shirk. Shirk, it divides. And likewise with regards to innovation. Innovation, it divides. Innovation, it divides. Shirk, it divides and it does not unite. And the people upon shirk, they will never be united. The hearts will never be united upon shirk. Even those people who make shirk themselves, they are not united. Yani in their creed and in their belief. And likewise, the people of innovation who oppose the prophets and messengers alayhim as-salatu wasalam, they are not united. Rather, they are divided. And this is the case. Al-shirk yufarrik, wal-bid'ah tufarrik, wa al-tawheed يجمع والسنة تجمع. This is the issue here. So the people they call Ahl Sunnah, Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, wal Ijtima', the people of the Sunnah and those who are united and gathered together upon the proper creed and belief and the proper way of obedience to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for the people of innovation, then they're Ahlu al-bid'ah or al-ahwa, what iftiraq or al-furqa, the people of innovation, the people of desires and division and separation. So this is how the people were in those days. They were upon shirk, they were upon innovation, they were upon misguidance, and they were not united. And each one of them believed that he was upon a good way, and they believed that this was the correct way. But the Prophet ﷺ, he came to remove all of that, and he called them to be united. United upon the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. United upon worshipping Allah alone with no partners. United upon making all of the worship purely and solely for Allah alone with no partners. And united likewise behind the leadership of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following his commandments and obeying him in good times and in bad times. Rather, this is what those who believed in him, they pledged allegiance with regards to follow him and to obey him and to listen to him in good times and in bad times. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is completely contrary to what they were upon. This is completely contrary to what they were upon. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. That indeed those who have divided their religion, those who have divided their religion, then they have become sects. You have nothing to do with them whatsoever. And you are completely free from them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. And الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا. Those who have divided their religion, those who have divided into different sects and different groups, following their own paths and their own desires and their own whims, and that which they like, and that which they deem to be good, and that which their customs were upon, that which was well known in their customs or society or culture, those who follow that way, in contradiction to what you are upon, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. You have no relationship to them whatsoever. You have no, you're completely and entirely free from them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is bara'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is freeing His Prophet from their way. He's freeing His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from their way. Those who oppose His law and legislation, those who oppose His creed and belief, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and His law and legislation. These verses here are very important, and this foundation and fundamental here is very important, from the greatest foundations of the deen, from the greatest things that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called to, is to be upon unity, is to unify, and to unify in creed and in belief, and unify in manners and conduct and worship and in dealings and transactions. Yani unify upon the deen of al-Islam that was revealed to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to unify upon the religion that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught his companions radiyallahu anhum, not the ways that are misguided or innovated or introduced or that have come later that are from the customs of this country or that country, but rather to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that which his companions were upon radiyallahu anhum. This is what he called to. This is what he called to while those people, they were all divided. And they were all in different groups. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِهُونَ. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِهُونَ. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned a similar verse. And he liked this in Surah Al-Mu'minun. يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلُ كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا إِنِّي بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he calls on his messengers, all of them. That he says, O you messengers, eat and drink. Eat and drink from that which is lawful and that which is wholesome and lawful, and work righteous deeds. Indeed, I am all aware of what you are doing. And he referring to the accountability. They have been ordered to eat from that which is lawful and that which is wholesome. And likewise, the believers, they have been ordered to follow the prophets and messengers in this trait likewise, and to eat from that which is lawful and wholesome and permissible. And he from the good of this land, from the meat and from the food that is lawful, and to earn the wealth that is lawful. This is what the prophets and messengers, they were commanded with, and from the law and legislation. From the law and legislation. And likewise, the believers have been ordered with the same thing. And indeed, Allah, He is aware of all of that which you are doing. وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. And indeed, this ummah of yours, it is one ummah. وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاتَّقُونَ. And I am your Lord, so therefore fear me. And I am your Lord, so therefore fear me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that indeed this ummah of yours, this nation of yours, is one nation. And I am your Lord. And I am your Lord. So the nations of those who follow the prophets and messengers, and the seal of the prophets and messengers, and the final nation is the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they all have one Lord. وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاتَّقُونَ. And I am your Lord. Allah, He is the Lord. He is the Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore it's incumbent to fear Him. to fear him by singling him out alone and giving his right in worship subhanahu wa ta'ala and obeying him and obeying his messengers alayhim wa salatu wa salam. But then Allah, he refers to what happened after them. فَتَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ زُبُرًا كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِيحُونَ. But much of mankind, rather, they had severed those ties and they had cut, they had divided and become separated and into different sects and different groups. And every group and every party, yani bragging and boasting and rejoicing over that which they are upon. That which they are upon. So this is blameworthy. This is blameworthy to be in different sects and different groups, different parties, tribalism and sects and groups. Yani, this is falsehood. This is blameworthy. Having different jama'at and different ahzab and different groups, political parties, and this one and that one. All of this is falsehood. All of this is a means for weakness. All of this is a means for weakness in the religion, and likewise weakness in having support in the aid of Allah Azza wa Jal. The means of having success and the means of having the aid and support of Allah Azza wa Jal is to be unified. Is to be unified upon the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the only way to have success. This is the only way to have success. And this is the indication of this. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he opposed them with regards to that. He received revelation opposing them with regards to that. He was ordered, أَنْ أَقِيمُ الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ, to establish the deen, to establish the religion, to establish the submission and surrender to Allah Azza wa Jal with obedience and humbleness and compliance, and to not differ. And to not differ. To not differ in disobedience with the messenger and follow another way or introduce innovations into his deen and his religion that is not from it. So therefore, in this manner, they were united. They were united, those who before and those times, who he's addressing, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those people of Jahiliyyah, who were killing one another because of a tribe, and even some of them, they are brothers, tribes that were brothers, like the Aus and the Khazraj. There were two brothers from the same mother. They're called Banu Qayla. Banu Qayla is the tribe of Qayla. She had two sons, that Aus with Khazraj. They're blood brothers, and they're these two great tribes, they had wars. They had great wars for years or for generations, killing one another, robbing and stealing from one another, violating the rights of one another, transgressing against one another. This one is from Aus, this one is from Khazraj, they would kill him. If they could catch him in a situation, they would kill him, they would harm him, they would rob him, they would violate his rights, simply because he's from another tribe. But in reality, they're from the same blood. They're from the same blood, they're brothers. They're brothers and their relatives, and this was their case. But with the call of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the grace of Allah azza wa jalla, they were united. So whenever they united behind the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is whenever they had victory. This is whenever they were granted success, and this is whenever they had been given an authority in the land until the conquest of Mecca, and then after that the conquest of the Arabian Peninsula, and after that the conquest of Northern Africa all the way to Spain, and then likewise on the east, yani far and wide, they were granted great victory because of the unification that they had upon the creed and the belief and upon the obedience of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that authority and power in the land was not weakened and was not corrupted until they were divided. And this is from the means of corrupting that empire and toppling that empire by introducing misguided creeds and belief, beginning with the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila and the Qadariya and the Murji'a and the likes. They start introducing all these different creeds and beliefs, trying to corrupt the believers from inside. The Zanadiqa, those people who entered into Islam, introducing false creeds and belief in order to corrupt the believers from inside. And then likewise, others encouraging the believers to commit sin and to fall into sin and the likes like this. And even from the means also in recent history of corrupting the Muslim lands is by bringing the foul and the lewd women. And this was from the plots of Napoleon. From the French, whenever he conquered much of Africa and he come to Egypt and the likes like this, he was not able to truly defeat the believers, to defeat their creed and to defeat their belief until he brought these lewd women, and they were tried with sins and the likes like this, and now they became weak and deficient, and after that they were conquered and overcome and belittled, and then they began to follow behind them, and along with other many different traps likewise, like introducing their language and encouraging their language and turning the people away from the language of the Quran, and even dividing the people into taking different types of lahajat al-arabiyyah. Lahajat al-arabiyyah. Likewise, this is from the plots of the enemy to learn the different slang languages. This country now has its own slang, and that one has its own slang, and that one has its own slang. All of this is from the plots of the enemies in order to divide. This one can't even understand that one can understand that one. And with their slang language, none of them understand the Quran. None of them will be able to understand the Quran. All of this was from the plots of the enemies of Islam to ruin that unity. Because whenever the believers are united upon the proper creed and upon the proper methodology and way, Allah Azza wa Jalla grants them authority in the land. Grants them authority in the land. And that is what happened. And if they unite again, that's what will happen. So therefore, the disbelievers, they're aware of this. They're aware of this. So they're striving hard to make sure that the people of Islam, they're not united. So from this we see why the Western governments support the Sufi so much. Support financially Sufism so much. Because the believers will never be united with them. And even them themselves, they know that that is not the proper way and the proper deen. So long as they support that, then the believers, they will never be victorious, and they will never be united, and they will never be upright. And this is all from those plots. And yet again, to emphasize the importance of unification in the religion. But the unification that is intended, an iqimu dina wa la tatafarraqu fi, the unification upon the proper creed and the proper belief, upon the Islam that is pleasing to Allah, that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which his companions were upon radiallahu anhum, and those first three generations that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he praised, khayrun nas qarni thumma alladhina yalunahum thumma alladhina yalunahum. This is the means of unification. Anything that's in opposition to this is not unification, regardless of the numbers. Regardless of the numbers, unification lies in this manner, and there's no other way. There's no other way to be unified. There's no other way to truly be unified. And unification is not simply by having the bodies together in one land or in one place or the likes like this. But rather, the true unification is the unification of the hearts. And this is from the unification of the creed and the proper belief and methodology. And this is by following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, returning to the proper deen, the correct religion, the proper faith and the proper way, that which was established in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and understood by his noble companions in those first three generations. So many hadith and narrations clarifying the obligation of holding fast to the way of the companions. In this manner, the people, they will be united. And not until then. And not until then. And even then, likewise, if they are not careful and they are not sincere with that knowledge and holding fast to that, likewise, they will remain divided. Just as the Jews were divided, Baghyan Bainahum, just like the Christians were divided, Baghyan Bainahum, because of having ulterior motives and corrupt intentions with regards to that affair. So it requires to hold fast with the way of as-salaf as-salih with sincerity and purity of intention. And at this time, the people, they will be united. And not until then. And not until then. So the author, he is referring to these issues. And we learn about the ways of jahiliyyah so that we can see the jahiliyyah that is in our ranks today. In order to avoid that and stay away from it. And to purify the ranks from that. And to be steadfast upon unity. Upon unity. Unity upon the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of the salaf of this ummah, not the understanding of those who oppose them. Not the understanding of those who oppose them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. The author, he says, وَنَهَانَا عَنْ مُشَابَهَتِهِمْ. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he has prohibited us. He has prohibited us from imitating them, from resembling them. It's not even allowed to resemble them. Any of the disbelievers, especially in this trait here of dividing and differing. Of dividing and differing. بِقَوْلِهِ in the statement of Allah the Most High, وَلَا تُكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمْ الْبَيِّنَاتِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. And do not be like those who have divided and they differed after the clear signs have come to them. Do not be like those. Any meaning from the Jews and the Christians. Meaning from those who received the previous revelation after the guidance have come to them. It was not until the guidance come to them, until the clear signs and evidences and proofs came to them, and evidence and proofs came to them that they differed. So do not be like them. And after the guidance has come, after the clarification has come, then you must not differ. You must not divide. You must not become separated. Yani rather you must hold fast, all of you together, to the rope of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what the author is referring to here. He says, وَنَهَانَا عَنَ التَّفَرُّقِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَنَهَانَا عَنَ التَّفَرُّقِ فِي الدُّنْيَا. And he has prohibited us likewise, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from differing in the worldly life likewise. بِقَوْلِهِ وَاعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And that you must hold fast to the rope of Allah altogether and do not be divided. And do not be divided. The rope of Allah has come with a number of different interpretations. That it is al-Islam, that it is the Sunnah, that it is the Quran, the straight path. All of these are different interpretations that are correct. And to summarize all of that, it is the legislation of Allah. Hold fast to the rope of Allah, meaning to the deen of Allah, and to the legislation of Allah, to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in public and in private, and do not be divided. So in this manner, there can be unity by holding on to the deen of Allah azza wa jal, by holding on to the obedience of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by holding on to that which the companions they were upon radiyallahu anhum, and by holding on to that which the tabi'un and the tabi'at tabi'in they were upon rahimahum Allahu ta'ala. This is the proper creed and proper belief. This is the proper deen and proper way of life. To believe what they believed, to understand the religion in the manner that they understood, to interpret the Tawheed and to understand the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal and the understanding that they had, not in the understanding that opposed them, not in the understanding that came later, not in the understanding that came later. This is so very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book a supplication that is the most obligatory supplication. The most obligatory supplication in all life. The most obligatory supplication in the life of a believer. Do you know a supplication that's an obligation to say? Is there a supplication that's obligatory that every believer, he must say it? And I say obligation, every believer, he must say it every day. An obligation, an obligatory supplication. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. So this is a supplication that is an obligation to say. And it's from the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal, and from His mercy, and from His kindness likewise, and from His grace, that He has made it an obligation. That He has made it an obligation. Also indicating the greatness of the supplication, and our great need for it, and the great blessing that we have from Allah Azza wa Jal, that He has made us from the people of this supplication. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. Guide us to the straight path. So now the question is, what is the straight path? What is the sirat al-mustaqim? Because if you ask the Sufis, they're going to say they're on sirat al-mustaqim. If you ask the Naqshbandiya, he says, I'm on sirat al-mustaqim. If you ask this one, and you ask that one, and you ask that one, and if you ask the Rafi'ullah, they're going to say they're on sirat al-mustaqim. If you ask the people, they're all going to claim that they're on the sirat al-mustaqim. If you ask the Khawarij, they're going to say sirat al-mustaqim. You say, why? You blow up that masjid. He said, I'm on the sirat al-mustaqim. Like this, that's what they say. They're going to ask them, why are you killing the Muslims like this? They say, Quran Sunnah, Quran Sunnah, Allahu Akbar, Quran Sunnah. If you ask them why they're dancing in the masjid, why are you hopping around? What are they going to say? Is he going to say because he's an innovator? Because he's a person of desires? Or what is he going to say? Quran and Sunnah, Quran and Sunnah. He's going to say Ahl Sunnah, Ahl Sunnah. So these are claims that the people they make. This is the claims that people that they make. But what is the evidence and proof of the one who is truthful? What is the sign? There has to be a sign. It's not just going to be left for all mankind, all the way from the day of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam until now, that there's not any clear sign indicating where the straight path is and who is on the straight path. Right? For everybody just going to make it up and just claims like this, and there's no possible way to identify which one is truly the straight path. I mean, maybe somebody will accept Islam and then he will look at the Shia and then he will see them beating their backs with the sword and the likes like this, and they'll be like, if that's the straight path, I don't want to be on it. Right? You see him hitting his head with the sword. If that's Islam, I don't want to follow that. Udhubillah. Or he's going to look and see the people hopping around or dancing around or putting his head on the ground before the Sheikh. You seen that before? We've seen that? Yes, it's like in Africa. They're doing this a lot. The Sufi sheikhs in Africa, one of them, he'll come and prostrate before him. He'll come and prostrate before him and then slip him a $100 bill. prostrate before him and then slip him $100 bill. This is what they're doing, claiming that this is a straight path. And this is well known in many countries, especially in some countries in Africa. Some of them, they will go to their sheikh and give him money to make dua for them. That's his job. He makes dua for people, but you got to pay him. It's called istikhara. But it's not the istikhara that come in the sunnah. Huh? It's not the istikhara that came in the sunnah. It's a different istikhara. And you got to go to the sheikh and give him a little bit of money, and he's going to make istikhara for you. Then he's going to make dua for you and the likes like this for some good of this worldly life. Who is on the straight path? What about the ones in Turkey? They're spinning around in circles. Spinning around in circles. And they're Muslims. Huh? And this is the twirling dervish. Spinning around in circles. About to fall down. And the likes like this. Which one is on the straight path? There's no way to tell. There's no way to identify. There's nothing left behind for us to be able to see who's on the straight path. There is. Yes, there is. There has to be a way. This is from the mercy and the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal. From the mercy and the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal is He has left a clear path. A clear path. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Even if we continue reading after that, is the most beautiful clarification, interpretation of those verses. Tafsir al-Qur'ani bil-Qur'an. Sirata al-ladhina anamta alayhim. The path of those whom you have bestowed your favors and blessings upon. The path of those whom you have bestowed your favors and blessings upon. So then maybe somebody will say, who is the one who bestowed their favors and blessings upon? If you ask the one who's spinning in circles, he's going to be like, Allah, He bestowed His favors and blessings upon me. And then even the sheikh is going to be like, I'm the wali. Allah, He bestowed His favors and blessings upon me. That's why you're supposed to prostrate before me. Because I'm the wali. That's what they say. They say, they all kind of claim likewise they're from those whom Allah has bestowed His favors and blessings upon. But did Allah Azza wa Jal clarify whom He has bestowed His favors and blessings upon? Yes. Did Allah Azza wa Jal clarify in His book whom He bestowed His favors and blessings upon?
Yes.
Where at? Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, "وَمَن يُطِع اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَمَن يُطِع اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَمَن يُطِع اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, goes back to obedience, not to desires. It goes back to obedience, not to desires. فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ So these are the ones who are in the company of those whom Allah has bestowed His favors and blessings upon. So for those who obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is these who are in the company of those whom Allah has bestowed His favors and blessings upon. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in more detail, clarifying exactly who they are. مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَئِكَ رَفِيقًا From the prophets. مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ From the prophets and from the siddiqeen, any of the truthful. Those who are truthful and the lovers of truth are well known for truthfulness. And from the shuhada والصالحين, and from the martyrs and from the righteous. وَحَسُنَ أُولَئِكَ رَفِيقًا And this is the best companionship to have and the best company to be in. To be in the company of those whom Allah has bestowed His favors and blessings upon, this is the greatest and the best and the most lofty and the most virtuous company to be in and to have. And they are the prophets and messengers. And who is the head of them? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Siddiqeen, Siddiqoon, the truthful. Who was at the head of them? Abu Bakr, a Siddiq. Ashuhada, the martyrs. Who was at the head of them? Umar. Umar. And? Uthman. And? Ali. Umar and Uthman and Ali. And likewise, Hamza and the rest of them, and Sumayya, and all of those who died and gave their life for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Abdullah ibn Rawaha and ibn Umi Maktoum. All of them there, Zayd ibn Haritha. They are martyrs. They died in the path of Allah. But at the head of them. We want to talk about the head of them. The head of the prophets and messengers? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The head of the Siddiqeen? Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And the head of the martyrs? Umar and Uthman and Ali. Umar and Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum. And then the Salihin, the rest of the companions. The rest of the companions and the Tabi'un and the Atba' Tabi'in and those who follow them. Because Allah, He says, السابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن. The Muhajirun and the Ansar, they're the first and foremost. The first and foremost, the vanguard of this Ummah, the best of this Ummah. And those who follow them precisely. Those who follow them in truth. And those who follow them in creed and belief. and methodology, and in manners and conduct, it is these whom Allah is pleased with, and they are pleased with Him, and they are pleased with Him. So therefore, the Fatiha clarifies the obligation of following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. They're the ones on the straight path. There's so many evidences clarifying this affair. Those who are upon the straight path, they were the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, radiyallahu anhum, and then likewise the first generations after them from the tabi'een, itba' tabi'een, those whom the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam had praised him, and he had mentioned this affair very, very clearly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَتَبِعُوهُ وَلَتَتَبِعُوا سُبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ. That this is my straight path, so therefore you must follow it. Therefore you must follow, and do not follow the other paths, or else it will take you away. It will divide you and separate you and take you away from my path. So the straight path of Allah Azza wa Jalla is the path of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. Radiyallahu anhum. Radiyallahu anhum. Even Abu Ali al-Riyahi rahimahullahu ta'ala, he died in the year 93. He was asked about the straight path. What is the Sirat al-Mustaqim? He said, "Huwa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa sahibahu min ba'dihi Abu Bakr wa Umar." This is the interpretation of one of the tabi'een, one of the greatest of the tabi'een, rahimahullah. He was asked, "What is the straight path? What is the Sirat al-Mustaqim?" And he said, rahimahullah, that it is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his two companions after him, Abu Bakr and Umar. Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu anhumah. Radiyallahu anhumah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed us that this is going to happen. That what we are witnessing today from all this division and separation after they were united, and they were divided, and then they were united by the grace of Allah behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger informed us that they will be divided again, and they will see much different. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِيشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةُ خُلَفَاءِ الرَّشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِينَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, whoever lives amongst you for a while after me, for some time after me, then he's going to see much differing. He's going to see much differing. So at this time, whenever the differing comes, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't just inform us of this and did not leave us with any solution. He said, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةُ خُلَفَاءِ الرَّشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِينَ تَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا وَعَضُوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ. That you, at this time, whenever you see the differing, what do you do? What is the way out? Hold fast to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa. And there is a consensus that they are Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthman and Ali, in this order and in this virtue and in this manner. So therefore, there are so many evidences clearly clarifying the obligation of following their way, and that their way is the proper deen, and that is the straight path that leads to Allah. And anything that's contrary to that is not from the straight path, and it does not lead to Allah, whether it is misguidance and its whims and desires. And along with these evidences that we have mentioned just briefly, some, there are a number of them. We could spend a whole other class just going over the evidences clarifying this from the Quran and the Sunnah, or whether classes, because there's so many of them and it's so clear, alhamdulillah. But even from the mind, a person can realize this is because the truth, it does not go against the correct and the sound mind. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he lived for 40 years with no prophethood and no messengership. وَمَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ. He did not know anything about the revelation nor the details of faith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then revelation came to him at the head of 40 years. And then he came back to his wife Khadija radiallahu anha and informed her, and she supported him and believed in him and aided him. And then he told Abu Bakr, and Abu Bakr believed in him and supported him and aided him. And then they started calling people little by little, and Uthman, he accepted Islam, and Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, and Abdurrahman ibn Auf, and Yasir, and his parents, they accepted Islam. And then Islam became something strange, and then they made hijrah, and they're moving and growing and growing and growing until the end of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah, he reveals, today I have completed your religion for you. And then about a couple of months later after that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. And now somebody's going to tell me that there's a religion and a way of life that they don't know about that's called Islam. That now, today, after this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these the companions, the head of them, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali, radiyallahu anhum, they witnessed the revelation. The revelation, the legislation, the law is being revealed because of situations and circumstances that are happening in their life. Because of situations and circumstances that are happening in their life. The revelation came whenever the alcohol was forbidden, whenever the meat of the tame donkey is forbidden, whenever mut'ah is forbidden, whenever salat became obligatory, whenever the qibla changed. All of this is happening in their life, and they're witnessing, and they're believing in it and following it and then defending it and giving their life for it. and giving their life for it. And then in the end of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the religion is completed. The religion is completed. So who knows about this religion better than the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Anybody? Is it possible that there is a religion that's called Islam? Truthfully. Truthfully. That Abu Bakr, he didn't know about. That Umar, he didn't know about. Uthman, he didn't know about. That Ali, he didn't. The companions didn't know about. There's a deen, there's a way of life, there's a path, there's a tariqah. There's a tariqah that leads to Allah Azza wa Jalla, that Allah is pleased with, that they didn't know about. Is it possible? Is it possible? Zayd ibn Thabit, he's mentioned that one time he's sitting down and with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his thigh was on his thigh. And the revelation came and he said, it's about to break my leg. Because it was so heavy, the weight that came on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he felt like it's about to crush my leg. What is the benefit of this? Yes, but he's there. The revelation, the Prophet's leg is on his leg at the time of the revelation is coming. Then he's there, touching the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the revelation is coming to him. Whenever the revelation is coming to him, who is going to have more knowledge of this? Who's going to know better than this? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them. They learned the Quran from his lips, from his noble lips sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They watched him make wudu. They used to take the water from his wudu and make tabarruk with it. So then after he died sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who knows his religion? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray like you see me pray. Okay, how are we going to follow that narration? Huh? We have to follow the companions. Take from me your sacred rites of Hajj. How are we going to follow that? How do we know how he performed? All of it goes back to the companions. So with that which the companions is upon, this is Islam. This is true Islam. The Islam that is pleasing to Allah, that leads to the mercy of Allah, to the pleasure of Allah, is the Islam that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he taught his companions. Radiallahu anhum, and the proper creed and the belief that we're ordered to hold fast to. Rather that all of the prophets and messengers were ordered to hold fast to. Anaqimu ad-deena wa la tatafarraqu fi, is that which they were upon. That which they were upon. Nobody should ever have any doubts that there is another way, another tariqah, another path that leads to Allah Azza wa Jal that the companions they didn't know about. That the companions that is contrary to their way. Something that's good in Islam, for example, a birthday. And the likes like this, that's contrary, that they didn't know about. That they didn't know about. Or even after them, if they didn't know about it. And then we look and we say the tabi'een, they didn't know about it likewise. And the tabi'at tabi'een, they didn't know about it likewise. And then even after that, you say the four imams, they didn't know about it likewise. How could it be Islam? So spinning in circles in the masjid is not from Islam. Blowing yourself up in the masjid is not from Islam. All of these misguided and deviant ways, this is not from Islam. Al-Islam is that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon his companions. And that's it. And it's very easy. And that's a favor and blessing from Allah. May Allah guide our hearts to the truth. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.